the nursery during our Sunday morning service, please talk to Therese Kettlehut, and she will figure out how to get you on the rotation for that. We have a meeting for Sunday school and for Club Rock that will be August 10th at 7 p.m. We will also be looking for someone to lead Club Rock for the year. So if you're interested in helping out with Club Rock or Sunday school this coming year, please talk to the CE board or Mark Kettlehut, and they will get you more information about that. There is a graveside service for Bryce Clegg on September 9th. There will be more details to come with that. Tonight at youth group, we will be having a youth group that is open to the congregation from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll be having a time of worship to conclude the series that we've been doing in worship. So if you'd like to come to that from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., we'll have an hour of worship, and then after 7 p.m., we'll have snacks, and we'll have some fellowship time with that. So if you'd like to come join us as we wrap up our series on worship and like to have some snacks, feel free to bring a snack to share if you'd like, and come see what we're doing with the youth group, and that'll be a good time for some extra goodbyes if you would like. There is a card shower for Kelly and I. This is Kelly and I's last Sunday here at church. So during the fellowship time, there is a table out in the fellowship hall that has a giant map on it. That map was Kelly and I's guest book at our wedding, and we'd love for you guys to sign your names just so we have one extra memory of you guys to take with us as we go to Ohio. Are there any other announcements this morning? All right. The call to worship is Isaiah 55, verses 10 and 11. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose, that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it.
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'd like to take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 275, How Firm a Foundation. It'll also be up on the screen. I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 275, How Firm a Foundation.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can ye say than to you he has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus has fled. Fear not, I am with thee, O be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my righteous, omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only design thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on on Jesus hath lain for repose. I will not to its foes. Let soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, never forsake.
If you'll take time to greet one another, let them know you're glad they're here today. This is our opportunity for our to give our prayer requests and praises as we make our way back to our seats. One request that's been given to me, Terry Augsburger was supposed to have a shot on Wednesday for some of his back issues. That was not able to happen. There'll be more testing coming, but we will be praying for continued wisdom for the doctors, as well as relief from the pain that he's been dealing with. And so there will be more updates to come, but we'll continue to pray for Terry. Any other requests or praises? June. That and that's and each the end of each month is another assessment. Those of us in education, they're not tests, they're assessments.
Yeah. We had a chance for 1,000 points, and we have at least 700 to pass. So we did that and then some, so that was good.
Wonderful. Well, we will continue to pray for Bob and knowing that God is directing his steps and give him wisdom as he goes through his classes. Any other requests? Yeah, Heidi.
Travel began for Sunshine. So be praying for new students and some faculty who aren't back yet.
It is hard to believe that, as it is August 7th, the faculty and staff at SBA show up tomorrow. And I know Miller's going to have dates and sports things start happening, football practices, cross country. I've seen the cross country team here in town running around. So we will be praying for both for Sunshine and Miller as new staff. I saw posted from Steve Schumacher that Miller is going to have a new teacher that's coming from the Philippines. And Steve is picking him up tomorrow, I believe, from the airport. But he's coming with just a suitcase. So I think there was a request for things to help fill his apartment. If you'll check the Miller page, I think he has a dining room table, so he may be able to eat, but I'm not sure about the sleeping arrangements. But coming from the Philippines and then dropped right in the middle of central South Dakota may be kind of exciting for him. It's definitely not going to be as lush and green, probably. But yes, we'll be praying for this new school year for staff and faculty and for students as they come in. Any other requests or praises?
I'm glad my daughter's here. She does a lot of stuff for me while she's here. Gives David a little glory over me. I'm glad I made it to 40 years. Well,
we are too. This is the actual date for Dave and Lori's wedding anniversary, and we congratulate them on 40 years of God's faithfulness. But grateful that family can come in and help and provide some respite care, but also family is very important. And so we're grateful for not just our biological family, but the family of God. Any other requests or praises? Oh, I think that's the sign for rain. I know we could use some. I looked on the weather stuff this morning. Areas around Sioux Falls probably wish they didn't get quite as much. There are some places around Sioux Falls that got 4 to 6 inches of rain, flash flooding. So God knows our needs. We also think of those in Kentucky that are dealing with those horrific floods. So sometimes the rain can come in a copious amounts, but we'll pray that God will provide what we need. Yeah, Tammy.
Just a praise that Dad is back with us. He officially is out of his home that he's been in 44 years. It was sold and a few other things, so he's here with us and hell, we're not sure. So it's starting to get too cold. And then he'll head to my sister's in Kansas City and we'll get to share him back and forth. So that'll be good. But also, Becca is going to be starting her job in Watertown on Tuesday, and then Joshua will be coming back from his internship for the summer on Tuesday, and then heading back to Brookings in another week.
So my father-in-law is here, and he's told me he's officially homeless. And he doesn't seem that disappointed about it, but we are grateful to have the opportunity of my father-in-law living with us. When he says cold, we're hoping it's at least October 9th. That's Tammy's birthday. But it might be the first snowflake, which could be in the middle of September. We're not sure around here. But we are grateful. Also, just updates on our children. Becca starts a job at Caribou Coffee on Tuesday at 6 a.m. So my request is that she would hear her alarm, or which alarm, but get there on time. And then Josh comes back on Tuesday from his time at Maranatha, getting ready for his last year at SDSU. So that's our request. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for how you do provide for us, that as our Heavenly Father, you tell us in your word that you do give us good gifts, that every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father, and you know our needs, that we don't always understand your timing. Help us to have faith and patience when it's especially things that, and it seems like all things, are really out of our control. And that is where we trust in your sovereignty. We thank you that you are outside of time, and that as we have been reminded through walking through the book of Romans, that you do cause all things to work together for good, to those who love you, to those who are called according to your purposes, that there is nothing that separates us from your love. And we cling to those promises, especially when times are difficult. But we also should cling to them when things are going well. We lift up the needs this morning. We pray for Terry and his ongoing back issues, and especially with some of the challenges of this week. We pray that you would provide relief, but also wisdom for the doctors as more tests are coming, and that you would heal. And that is our request for him, as well as providing discomfort from the issues with his back. Father, we also pray for Bob and his schooling, that you would give him wisdom. Thank you that he connects well with his professor, but pray that he is able to absorb the amount of information coming and be able to not just barely squeak by on these tests, but that you would help him to excel there as well. As we can pray not only as he goes through the classes, but that you'd open up jobs for him, that to be able to feel like he's being productive. We thank you for Ron and June and coming alongside of their son and walking with them through these months. Also, Father, we pray as we enter into August. It's hard to believe that the summer vacation is wrapping up. We pray for sunshine as the staff and faculty meet together tomorrow, for students that will be traveling from all over the United States and around the world, and for the different school districts around us as staff gets ready to ramp up for another school year. This is always the reminder, as we've experienced here in Miller, we never know what will occur during the school year, and we just pray that you would provide the wisdom both for the administration and for the staff in the adjustments. Father, we thank you that you have allowed us to be come alongside of the school district, and we pray for this year that it would be nice if it was just a bit smoother, but that is in your hands. We just pray that each of our teachers would see the opportunity not just imparting knowledge, but investing in the lives of the students that they come in contact with. We pray that you would watch over our area. We think of those around Sioux Falls that have gotten a massive amount of rain, for those in Kentucky that have are dealing with the aftermath of these horrific floods. But for some other areas, it is dry. We do thank you for the moisture that you've provided this year, and we ask that you would provide some more, that in your timing, you would see fit to help our crops, our grassland. Father, we thank you for the last couple of days of some relief from some heat. We also are grateful, as my own personal family, for my father-in-law being with us. Pray for his transition, also for my two children as they start. One looks at finishing up college, another one getting ready to start, and that's the reminder that this time of year there's several that have been a part of our church family that are branching out to other places. And so we just ask that you would calm the nerves as starting something new, that you would bring alongside them those that will help them to adjust, but also that you would help them to join strong Christian organizations and develop strong Christian friends to face the temptations the world throws their way. Father, we just thank you for the time that Patrick and Derek and Kelly could have down at Camp Barnabas and the opportunity to hear how that went this morning. We just pray for our fall ministries, Club Rock, Youth Group, for the time tonight, that you would be honored and glorified. For our missionaries around the world, we pray for the Unruhs. Thank you for the safe travels you gave them with the over 9,000 miles they traveled this summer. Help them as they get ready for school and to bring the students that need to be there, that you would protect in their travels as they still have more to go. And Father, we just pray for our world, that as things seem to spin out of control, that we know you have a plan, and help us to be found working for your kingdom when you do come. Father, we also thank you for the offering we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
So this is the crew that came down to Purdy, Missouri with us to Camp Barnabas last week. Kelly and myself and then Patrick Nelson. First of all, we just wanted to say thank you so much to all of you for your prayers, for your support. All three of the students that we brought with us on trips this summer were fully funded for their trips, and that was a great blessing for them to be able to allow them to have this opportunity and to serve these people without having to stress them out financially as middle schoolers and high schoolers. So thank you so much for all your financial and your prayer support for these trips. So I'm gonna tell you guys a little bit about what Camp Barnabas is, give you a little brief overview. Patrick is gonna tell you about his camper and then the devotionals that we did, and then Kelly will kind of tell us all the things that I missed as I explain things. So Camp Barnabas is a camp for people with mental and physical disabilities in Southwest Missouri. And so they have been serving individuals for just about 29 years now. Or was it 25 years? Was in 2019. So 28, 29 years, something around there. But they have just about 150 campers a week for 10 weeks each summer, which is a whole lot of campers, but also a whole lot of help that they need. So what we did when we went down there is we got to serve as one-on-one helpers with some of those individual campers. And so as we went throughout camp, we helped them with their daily living tasks, whether it be giving them instructions for brushing their teeth, or in my case, I had a 36-year-old camper who was quadriplegic and nonverbal, so I got to brush his teeth for him. I got to comb his hair and wash his face and help him shower and change his diaper every 4 hours. It's just a normal camp for people who need help doing those things that normal people get to enjoy on their own. So there was a zip line, there was a rock wall, we had camp songs, and there were apple cannons and archery and rifles and all of those fun things that you think of when you think of camp. There was a lake. So we got to go through camp with them and just help them enjoy themselves and allow them to feel independent, or as independent as we get to feel when we do the things that we enjoy to do. Throughout the week, there were devotionals that we went through. Patrick will explain a little bit about the devotionals. And then as we had different song times, the camp directors would give little messages to sort of supplement those devotionals and bring camp back to Jesus. So it was a really neat experience that we got to have to be able to serve people in that way, but also just to allow them to feel like they got to have the full camp experience. So Patrick, if you want to tell everybody about your camper, and then just a little bit about the Devos. You got it.
My camper name was...
camper's name was...
My camper's name was Wilby. Wilby loved to play basketball. He liked playing frisbee, too.
What's something you got to do together? Other than basketball and frisbee?
Go in the lake. He couldn't really do much because he couldn't really walk very well. Because he had, I don't know how to...
Cerebral palsy.
Yep. Cerebral palsy.
How old was he?
15. No, he had like a walker. Devotionals, we talked about the fruit of the spirit. We had like this little song.
Are we demonstrating? Let's do the hand motions. You know the hand motions?
Not all of them.
You do the Bible, all right. The hand motions.
Yep. So the fruit of the spirit is
love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
All right.
Good work. Patrick, there's not a whole ton for me to add, but I do want to say when we had originally signed up for this mission trip, Patrick was in the age group for what they call barnstormers, and so those kids were a little bit younger, and the expectation was that they were going to do behind-the-scenes stuff like cleaning and cooking and that sort of thing, and he was still ready and willing to sign up for that. And then we kind of very abruptly learned that they had moved him up, and that he was actually going to be with the age group that was focusing on having their own individual camper and doing all of the activities for the week. And he just absolutely flourished. It was super, super cool to see him rise to that challenge. And I saw them having a bunch of fun and doing a bunch of goofy things. And I got to hear my campers, my girl campers, talk about how cool he was. And but it was awesome. It was awesome to see, I think, him and then our previous youth students kind of rise to the occasion and take on challenges that were much bigger than the expectations that they previously had, and really trust God in that way. So it was a pretty cool experience, and I really think that he made some lasting impacts. And so it was very, very cool, and I'd encourage you to bother his mom for pictures later after this, because they had a lot of fun.
All right.
Thank you for the update, as well as the opportunity to hear how our prayers were answered. And that is one of the things when you go on missions trips, you just, as Mr. Seaman always said about SBA, is semper gumby, always flexible. And so that, thank you, Patrick, for demonstrating flexibility. If you'll take your hymn books, we're going to sing number 306, Jesus Saves. With the presentation, we're going to drop number 270. But 306, ask you to stand with me, please. Jesus Saves. We have heard the joyful sound. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Bear the news to every land. Climb the steeps and cross the ways. Onward 'tis the Lord's command. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Wafted on the rolling tide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Tell the sinners far and wide. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing ye islands of the sea. Echo back ye ocean caves. Earth shall keep her jubilee. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing above the battle strife. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. By his death and endless life. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Sing it softly through the gloom. When the heart for mercy craves. Sing it triumph o'er the tomb. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Give the winds a mighty voice. Let the nations now rejoice. Jesus saves. Shout salvation full and free. Highest hills and deepest caves. It's our song of victory. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. be seated.